breathe upon your word today. Thank you because not one of us can remain the same. Be glorified now. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout out. Shake three hands before you. Hurry, sit down. Shake three hands around you and welcome you to the presence of the Lord. What a good word. What a good word. Good word. Welcome everyone here today to this very intensely prophetic service. And I believe that God will use to touch someone's life in the precious name of Jesus. I bring you greetings from Kaduna. I think by far one of the most drastic, if not the most drastic crusade we have had so far. Very shortly, we'll show you the clip of the crusade. Maybe one or two implications of that crusade. Because there are things we need to know. And the Lord will help us. In Jesus' name. The worst enemy of faith is fear. Part 2. We began this subject last Sunday. Even as we approach the Easter period, it is still relevant for us to proceed on this subject. Our objective as from last Sunday was to understand what fear is. Understand the adverse effect of fear. Understand the sources of fear. And then the cure for fear. By midweek service, we got the two objectives. Understanding what fear is, and then understanding the adverse effect of fear. For the purpose of repetition that will enhance retention, we will look at the definition of fear. Reason is we are dealing with the subject of faith, and I said a few things by way of introduction. That fear is faith is an inevitable necessity for the life and existence of the child of the believer. The just shall live by his faith. It's so compulsory. Secondly, we saw that the worst enemy of faith is fear. There are people today, their problem is not the absence of faith, but the abundance of fear. Thirdly, we said that until fear is addressed, faith is at risk. Every man's faith is at risk. Where fear has not been addressed. Then, began to look at what is fear. Number one, we said that fear is an unpleasant emotion that is caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. just that threat of danger, that threat of pain, that threat of harm, causing an emotion. Secondly, fear was defined as the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something. Will I pass this exam? Will I end on this journey well? Anxiety. And then thirdly, we saw that fear is the anticipation of something undesirable happening. When somebody begins to imagine that something you don't want will happen, something you don't like will happen, something you don't desire will happen. We went beyond that and began to look at the impact of fear. If fear is allowed, what does it affect? One, we say that fear undermines the almightiness and goodness of God. You are undermining the almightiness of God, the goodness of God. Secondly, we said that fear exaggerates the wickedness and powerfulness of the devil. It makes it look like the devil is just super powerful. Third, we said that fear gives prohibition to the working of the Almighty. It hinders God. God works where faith is. God is resisted where fear is. Fourthly, we said that fear grants permission to the devil to walk. Whenever fear is allowed, the devil is allowed. Job said, the things I fear is come upon me. Number five, say fear paralyzes profitable action. The action that should bring you change is paralyzed by fear. The move you should make that will change your life, fear does not allow you to make it. The step you should take that will cause you to stand out, fear doesn't allow you to take it. Number six, fear causes established results to disappear. Somebody was in health before. He began to fear that he will fall sick. He became sick. He lost his health. Lost his job. Seven, fear brings a climate of torment. The Bible said, fear has torment. It carries torment. Some people are rendered miserable, vegetable, by the fear they allow. And finally, fear brings disastrous outcomes. The things we heard that happened to Job, they happened by virtue of fear. Somebody say amen. We are going to proceed beyond here now. What is the origin of fear? I'm going to look at four of them in this service and four in the next service. Origin number one, negative impute. Into life. Negative impute to life. That refers to what we see, read, or hear are channels of fear. What you see, what you read, what you hear, they can be channels of fear. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 and in verse 25, Deuteronomy chapter 2 and in verse 25, he said, this day will I begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven. Why? Who shall hear report of thee? They shall hear something regarding you. And from then they shall begin to fear you. Deuteronomy chapter 13 and in verse 11. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as these among you. What you hear determines what you fear. And what you see can also determine what you fear. What you read determines what you fear. You hear children watch certain cartoons and they are unable to sleep in the night. Even as adults, fear comes through the seed of negative input. The seed of negative input. The seed of word. Negative word. Anything that does not build your faith may be nurturing your fear. There is no vacuum in nature. Anything that is not building your faith may be nurturing your fear. There are people who are listening to certain music and they cannot sleep. There are people who have listened to certain things and read certain things. And they cannot sleep. Have I told you this funny story before? If I tell you, you remember. I went into a town to preach. And the protocol officer that came to pick me from the airport was the most untrained protocol officer you have ever encountered in your life. He carried me. And the only story he could tell me is the wickedness of the armed robbers in that town. He said, the kind of robbery that happens in this town, he said, it breaks the heart. He said, they rob with violence. They kill. They are so wicked. He was telling me that. In my mind, I was asking, what is the aim of this story now? What is the aim of this story now? And he kept on telling me this kind of story until we reached the hotel, where he dropped only me and left. And the hotel had no light. So I have heard such a story. I am here alone. This may be 15 years ago there about. No light anywhere. Nobody followed me to travel. So I had to use my faith for two things. Faith to block robbers from coming. And faith to prepare for the service tomorrow. If I had not heard such things, I would have fared better. My faith would have been one direction. But he gave me such inputs that was not faith building at all. One day we went to one of the states in the north for crusade. Went to the government house to pray at the place. The governor attended the program. The very first story he was telling us was the story of terrorism in the land. He said, in fact, the last time they operated, they overran the soldiers. I told Dr. Miserenti, I said, what was the aim of the story? I said, well, maybe he thought we came, he believed we came with a solution so we could pray for the land. That was how I took it. He wanted to tell us what they were suffering in the land so that prayer could be made there. But there are stories, if you have the choice, run from it. When you know where the story is going, tell them I'm coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If you don't protect your heart, you cannot protect your life. Let me say it another way. You must protect your heart to protect your faith. You must protect your heart to protect your faith. You must protect your heart to protect your life. Somebody said they wanted to send me a particular video of some brutal operations of some wicked devils. I said, I'm not interested. Negative impute from what we see, what we hear, what we read. Number two, negative past experiences. Through the power of the imagination. Negative past experiences. That is personal experiences. Using, riding on the power of the imagination. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to verse 6. Say, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Negative imagination. From past experiences. Someone who was attacked by robbers, let's say, in a particular environment or a particular location or a particular spot. Once they are approaching such a spot, emotions begin to rise. Negative emotions. Where the enemy is telling you the cycle could be repeated. Somebody who has had a recurrent attack of a particular affliction at a particular time of the month, of the year, let's say. When that particular time begins to come, the fear begins to rise. Negative past experiences. The devil used them to facilitate the flow of the spirit of fear. We're going to go to the kiosk shortly. And when I say negative past experiences, I am talking of negative past experiences of yourself. Number three is current personal experiences. It is not just what happened in the past, but what is happening to you now? We look at the life of Peter, Matthew chapter 14, verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto you on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. What he saw happening around him made him to be afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Negative, current personal experiences. Current personal experiences. What you see happening around you. For example, suddenly, the devil began to show you a symptom somewhere in your body. Or they gave you a report in your hand. Or there are certain things around you don't understand. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 18, the Bible said, while we look not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. When you walk by faith, you are free from fear. When you walk by sight, you are full of fear. You are free from fear when you walk by faith. You will be full of fear when you walk by sight. When you walk by the things you see. When you walk by the things you feel. When you walk by the things you experience. Don't ever forget that the devil will always use events around your life to plant the seed of fear around your life. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Right now, I take authority over the spirit of fear in the life of anyone here. I declare that spirit of fear is arrested. I declare it returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Number four, is human or demonic threat or intimidation. Fear can come through human or demonic threat or intimidation. Human or demonic threat and intimidation. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 4 all the way to verse 11. We saw the champion of Gath, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head. And he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs. And a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of silver. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine? Are ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall we be your servants. Our servants, then shall ye be our servants and servants. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. dismayed when they heard those words. When they heard those words. In verse 24, you look at that. In verse 24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him. And were so afraid. The enemy, Satan, the devil is a terrorist. He's the father of all terrorists. He functions by terror. He uses fear to operate. By the midweek service, I told you that whenever you know where Satan will walk or what he wants to do through the fear of what he has introduced. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? If Satan wants to walk, he will make you fear something first. I have a couple of stories to tell you. You know, the heavyweight champions, wrestlers, some of them use Satan strategies, fear-inspiring strategy. They start with words first. Say, do you know who you are dealing with at all? Haven't you heard of me? You tiny boy. And they sent you to come and fight mighty ego and you agreed. I will just tear you. Just come. That was a major strategy of Muhammad Ali then. He used fear. Clasius Clay, I think that was his original name. He used fear to weaken his people first. By the time he comes, the man was already gone. Haven't you heard of me? It's a satanic strategy. Let's just clear. He was a specialist in that regard. That's okay. Am I communicating at all? How many of you have seen village native doctors before? Their appearance is to frighten. They are representatives of Satan, the devil. He has a black paint, a white chalk somewhere here, another one there, some things on the neck, some feathers here, some blood sprinkling here. He's bare chested, and then mark his chest, and then he's coming. Have you ever seen a smiling native doctor that was smiling? That is classical satanic strategy. When you see a villager pointing at you and say, do you know who you are dealing with? He is functioning according to Satan, the devil, his father. To inspire fear. So when the fear is accepted, disaster can follow. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Told you the story of one of our ushers. The last time I went to Orokam, I saw him there. He was in the Rewan church before I went to Maraba church. I think it's a forest officer or something. In his office, he had a little confrontation with a woman. This woman was a cleaner in the office, but the woman was the principality of the office. The overall boss of the office shook when the woman spoke. She was a notable witch. Yes. Cleaner in the office. When this usher had a confrontation with this woman, the woman said, do you know who you are? Is it me you are talking to like this? I will show you who I am. This brother said he quaked because he knew who this woman was. But something told him, and that would be the Holy Spirit, don't you know where you are coming from? So he turned back and told the woman, is it me you are talking to like this? This earth will reject you. Hey! That is how to deal with the devil. That is how to deal with the devil. That is how to deal with the devil. The next day, this woman came into the office and was on her knees with her hands, crawling on the ground, coming towards the brother. And they say, hands and knees on the, just like that, like a dog. I am sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me. He said, what happened? He said, forgive me. He said, no, tell me what happened first. The woman said, last night, somebody met me and showed her two coffins. And said the two coffins belong to her. Until she goes and apologizes to the brother. That is, you are not about to die, you have died double. And because the devil does not want to die, he came back to apologize. Everybody looking for your life, they will find their grave shortly. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Lift your hands and say, I shall fulfill my days. When they sent one of our members text message and said, they have given me the name of you and your family to eliminate you people. I'm just informing you. The woman told me. And I said, type tongue. Bastokoko Ratasi. Bastokoko B-A-S-T. O-K-O-K-O. Just spell it the way you pronounced it and forward to the man. When they forwarded it to the man called. You say, I'm sorry, I think this must be a wrong number. Yes. Another one of our pastors. They sent him a, in fact, that one day put bullet inside the envelope and drop it for him. I said, you should send him a text message and send tongues to him. And he said, how will he send it? I said, okay, I will send to you. So I tongued and typed it. And I sent to him. I said, forward to the man. He forwarded to the man. The man called on the spot. I said, please, what language is this? The killer is begging. Please, what language is this? He said, it is the incantation of my high priest. Hey! Hey! This kind of testimony I'm talking about has happened at least 3 times. That was how Martha died. Just read it, interpret, and run mad. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The devil is a terrorist. Don't let him terrorize you. If he comes forward, you march. There is something they call the balance of terror in some quarters. This is on the spiritual note now. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the Lord and say amen. Lift your hands and your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be terrorized, to be terrified by any devil. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. I am beyond terrorism, terrorization, and intimidation by the devil in the name of Jesus. Shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. We have 4 more to go, but I'll take that in the next service. What is the cure for fear? Number one, consciously avoid actions that open the door to fear. Consciously. For example, being selective in what you hear, in what you watch, in what you read. Consciously avoid action. Actions that open the door. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. It said, guard your heart. Verse 23. Guard
guard your heart, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You keep your heart, you guard your heart, you barricade your heart consciously. There are some movies you delete from your life. There are some literature that you would have no business with for the rest of your life. Not just your life, the life of your children. I want children, church teachers, to please encourage parents and identify movies that children must not watch. In children church teaching cycles, I am sure that some of those are well known. And I also like to know, there are movies today that teach children witchcraft. There are movies today that teach children man and man relationship, woman and woman relationship. Cartoons. A little boy carried a knife and stabbed his brother to death in South America. And they asked him what happened. He said that cartoon figure there asked him to do it. He was watching a cartoon figure, but the cartoon figure was a demon. You see some of those cartoon figure eyes, like yellow eyes, green eyes, and some little, those are demons. So some children are turning into something else. Consciously avoid actions that open the door to fear. Number two, continually feed on the word of faith. Continually feed on the word of faith. The Bible said, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and faith liveth by hearing, and hearing the words of fear. Charge up your spirit in the night. Charge up your spirit in the day. Just maintain a steady diet of the word. When the light shines, the darkness must be dissolved. Some of us, fear has zero place. Zero, zero, zero. In the heat of all manner of things, we went to Maiduguri for crusade. We just came from Kaduna. I'll tell you about it just now. Somebody say loud amen. The fear in your life is inversely proportional to your word content. Do you understand that? The fear content of your life is inversely, not directly, is inversely proportional to your word content. What is inverse proportionality? It is indirect proportionality. Meaning that if your fear is increasing, it means your word is low. If your word is low, your fear is high. If your word is high, your fear is low. Pharmacist, you are the physicist. That's indirect proportionality. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is an easy way to know that you are far from the world. That is when your fear begins to increase. Yesterday, Dr. Miss Enenche said, lion. I said, what are you talking? I was walking. She said, lion. I said, what do you mean? You see, under this condition, you carry all of us to Kaduna for crusade. She was
just looking at me, smiling and saying, lion. I said, what are you talking about? He said, lion. I said, what do you mean? He said, in this condition, you carry all of us to Kaduna for crusade. Even now, the worst one was commanding the day in the open air. People are afraid in the daytime. You are praying in the open public stadium in the midnight and driving through town in the night. And it's being covered live so the people will know where you are. One of those mother states, after we left, they said that the terrorists in those places, they felt insulted that we came to the authority to organize such a meeting. So I said, no, that was a mistake. If they are feeling insulted, too late. We were there. You saw us when we came. And it was broadcast live. And there was advertisement to advertise the program. He suffered no devil to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets. No! Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Finally, to walk free of fear. Walk in uprightness. Cure for fear. Walk in uprightness. That is, maintain a clean conscience. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1 said, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. When the conscience is clear, there is nothing to fear. The righteous are bold as a lion. Whatever defiles your conscience weakens your boldness. Say that again. Whatever defiles, deflates your conscience weakens your boldness. Anything that makes you feel guilty makes you lose boldness. The righteous are bold as a lion, as a lion, as a lion. Whenever the devil wants you to lose your boldness, he will curse you. He will make you have a conscience that is defiled. It is a new day for somebody. It's a new season for somebody. I stand here today by the authority of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I declare the release of fresh help and mercy and grace to walk in a conscience that is clean and clear in the name of Jesus. 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 Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat. So, while we're organizing, I'm at the end of the message now. While we're preparing, for those recording, we are through with the message. While we're preparing the year, for the year, I think even from last year, I knew that Kaduna was a place to go at this time. So, we began the preparation. It was after we came back that one security personnel said, when we say we're going to Kaduna, they were praying for us. Because 3 major mass kidnaps had happened within this March alone. 3 major. One, they are still on the trail of it. 280. No. That was the same Kaduna where the bandits attacked the airport. That was the same place where they attacked Nigerian Defense Academy. But God moved us to go there to step feet on that ground. To arrest the forces of the devil. By the time the program started coming, I knew it was going to be eruptive. I knew Jalingo would be reproduced, but it was massively exceeded. In Kaduna, massively, neatly exceeded. By the second night, the people outside that refused to come, in fact, they had no space to come in. Massive. If we did a third night, we would have looked for an equivalent size of venue. To do overflow. Healings, miracles, signs, wonders. Twin boys, twin girls, born deaf and dumb. 8 years, never utter a word like, spoke plain. By the time we're through, went to Kaduna State University. Another eruption. Thousands of children gathered at that university were received by the DVC and the board of people there. Incredible manifestations of God on that ground. And from there, we stepped into two churches before we went to the airport. At the airport, I was surrounded with soldiers and people who needed prayer. One is a paratrooper who jumped from the airplane. Pilot/paratrooper jumped from the airplane behind enemy lines in one of the pursuits, and he landed on his leg. He needed prayer. He was in uniform. Hands were laid on that leg at that airport. When he moved it, he couldn't believe it. He said, wait a minute. What's going on? He went outside and began to tell his colleagues. I think another woman soldier saw that and came. He says, here's my own hand. I had accident on the spot. That one was shedding tears. I didn't know it's possible to cry in camouflage. Now, give us some clips that you have and let us see how fast we can go. I'll tell you more things about this crusade. Pictures first. Okay, go ahead with what you're doing.
Forever your life, wait your whole life.
pictures. The stage was inside the crowd. Keep going. Look at the stage and see the crowd at the back. What a faithful God. Can we stand up on our feet and give him the praise? Is it not an exciting thing to be connected to a thing like this? Please take your seat. Let me say something to you. And many times we are very, very cautious to let you know the extent of the sacrifices that go on into program like this. First, prayer. Waiting on the Lord, which is more like a permanent life. Then, you are traveling in the midst of very, very terrible risks. Just like we just enumerated. Preach in the morning, preach in the afternoon, and then come back in the evening. Right? Preach in the morning, enter in the afternoon, come back in the evening, crusade, come back in the middle of the night, and then tomorrow morning, the journey continues. On the first day or the second day evening, as I looked around, I told Dr. Misenenchi, I said, I am so excited. I'm fulfilled. And she said, what about? And I told her, what about? And I'll tell you right now, as I am led of the Spirit to tell you. The Port Harcourt Crusade, one person asked and said, what is the bill to handle this crusade? They gave him the bill and it was handled in tens of millions. And he paid it in one check. The Kaduna Crusade. I told my wife, Dr. Mr. Becky Nenchi, I said, it looks to me like we will handle this crusade. So I told the accountant, find out from the pastor what is the bill for the whole crusade. And they gave the bill in tens of millions. And I said to the accountant, this particular crusade, the church shouldn't spend one dime. We will write the bill of it. Hundred buses plus were paid for. Billboards in the town. Every single dime. And maybe I'm talking out Kaduna Church people are hearing. Because he literally started some publicity before I said that, and then we sent you the whole money of everything. So some of you who may have made one or two contributions for the crusade, don't vex. That contribution will be channeled to something else for the church. So I told her, I said, here you are seated. Every boss, every publicity, everything that brought these people, God used you to bring out the money. You are the same person standing and preaching to the people. And getting the people saved. And then taking their healing testimonies. It's as if you decided to pay to be given the opportunity to preach. And you took not a dime from any of them. No offering. We came here not to take a dime. We spent from our pocket to let the deaf by his power to hear and the lame to walk. I said, I feel fulfilled.
Somebody said,
if you did that, why will you say it? If we don't say some things, people have no idea. They think people are in ministry or looking for what to get. And David did that. David said in 1 Chronicles 29, you see, I have provided so much for the building of the tabernacle. See what I did. 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 Who among you will join my example? That is 2 Chronicles 29, from verse 3 all the way to verse 5. He enumerated 1,000 talents of gold, this and that. I gave this, I gave that. How many of you will consecrate your service? Verse 5, 4. No, I said 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold, of silver, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. 3,000 talents of gold. Gold of offer. He was enumerating what he did. Then he moved to verse 5. And the gold for the things of gold and all manner of work to be done. Who is then willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? I have done my own. Who will join me to do? That's what he said in verse 6. Who will join me? Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with their rulers of the king's work offered willingly. So, we are communicating principles through examples. We should not come to the end of our life and then suddenly realize that we didn't live for the kingdom. And you realize we only lived for what to drink, what to eat, what to wear, what to drive. No. As these programs are announced, be involved in prayer. Be involved in giving. Be involved even in being physically involved. You say, I cannot give for a whole crusade. No. Nobody is asking you to write the bill of a whole crusade. You do at your level. Right? Every month of my life, there is a budget. And if you gave me 10 naira, out of that 10 naira, if I got a 10 naira, out of that 10 naira, there is a portion for tithe, which is fixed. Another portion for my prophet's offering. Another portion for crusade. Another portion for project. Another portion for welfare. They are presented every single dime. Free will offering. Every single dime is allocated severally. So if there is a crusade and I pull the money for crusade, if it is not enough, I look for wherever else and add it to release it for that purpose. Every single time. Praise the Lord. I felt I should let you know. Is it okay I let you know something like this? It's important. I let you know because it's easy to talk. Talk is easy. It's action that is hard. Everybody, the other day they didn't bring my offering from the office on time, midweek service. And I refused to pray on offering with an empty hand. I can't be asking God to lift up your offering and my own is not lifted. So I called the pastor to come and pray. I called him to come and pray on the offering. Oh yes, until they brought my own. I can't say all of you lift up your offering and I will not lift up my own. I can't ask you to give and I'm not giving. So I called him on Wednesday. How many of you saw it? I said, Pastor, because Dr. Ms. Enechi and the offering thing was left in the office or something. I said, oh, and I can't keep you waiting a little offering. Pastor, come and pray on the offering. So I stood beside him because he had his own offering in his hand. And he prayed on the offering. Later on, my own offering came. I lifted it up and I dropped it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Lift up your hands. Stand up on your feet, people. Lift your two hands, everybody. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Ask him to touch you today. Let him do something in your life today. have just a few more minutes. And I see the touch of God. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Mahashata kalakata. And see, can you say, Father, I am available for your work in my generation. I am available for your work in my generation. I am available. Father, give me the grace to serve you, to love you, to live for you with abandonment. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Thank you. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. I'm meant to minister prophetically and otherwise, but for the sake of time and also the extent we have gone on the tabernacle crusade, I want you to receive what God has in store for you this morning. I want you to lift up your hands everywhere you are and just receive diverse miracles, signs, wonders happened at that crusade. And you are trusting the Lord for yours this morning. To be healed, to be free, to be saved. In fact, somebody say, Lord, just give me the kind of money I need to have to be able to pay for all crusades if possible. Lord, I am available. Whatever be your own expectation this morning, lift your hands. And when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you place your hand on yourself and scream, I receive, at the top of your voice, and something will drop on you. Father, let your power flow. Father, let your fire flow. Father, let your fire flow. Father, let your grace flow. Father, let your help release. Let the sea can lead to fede sinana. Let the sea galaya tarada. Yola casa de nagalaya toratos. Let the fede te senina galaya huratos. Yaka se ferete sinana. Let the fire flow. Receive the visitation and the thoughts of God. Your change of story. Ancestral curses are breaking. Generational curses. Limitations, financial, marital, career, and destiny limitations. Above all, the spirit of fear is going back to hell. At the count of three, we see the touch of his power. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Wave your hands and give him the praise.